Dad, this dude's about to literally jump out of his seat. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If Jacob gets married, will you call that same wrestler hooker so that he has to battle her?
First of all, I like that you said so he has to battle her.
Yeah, that was nice. Secondly...
Tell me you played Dungeons & Dragons without telling me you played Dungeons & Dragons.
Hey, you know you got him excited. Look at his
battle.
Hey, secondly, I would like to point out, did you say if I get married? What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
You probably said it right.
Hey, fuck off.
Look, I think, and I could be wrong, but I'm not invited to your bachelor party, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely the fuck not.
Wait till you need my money. I'll get invited.
Do I have water?
Oh, this right here. Okay. Yeah, forgot how to do that for a second. I'm gonna take a break. Yeah, water. What? I'm like, what are we whispering about?
Stand back up one more time. I'm sorry to make you
stand up.
Yeah, because I want to demonstrate what happened the second time we fought.
No.
So look, just some context prior. We filmed this father-son.
To stand up.
Well, yes, you are. Okay, look. Let me show you why I won the second fight and why it was never a close competition.
Hey, when did all that water get on that seat?
Hey, dude, we're doing something.
Oh, okay.
Because you're swinging an open water bottle around.
Oh, yeah.
We, you know, you challenge someone, winner makes the loser do something stupid. Still too fast for you? Wait. Oh, okay.
That was great.
Damn it!
Motherfucker! I wanted to sit down, though. Stop talking to me like I'm 8 years old. Are here for fuck's sake.
Based on what I've seen in the last 5 minutes, you are an 8-year-old right now.
I'm in right here. Go ahead.
So the whole fight comment.
Which time?
We have fought three times.
There's dick in the kitchen.
Did you just say one of us got dick in the kitchen? What just?
He said when you slapped his dick in the kitchen, but I don't think that's my joke.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, you're like, you might have added that part. I hope he slapped his dick in that. I hope there was a dick slapping part. No, there's no.
The power change, when you, the initial contact where you said, I think Jacob just slapped me.
No, I shoulder bumped him.
By the way, shoulder bump and a dick tap are really different. I want you to know. I don't. Just basic anatomy, your dick is not up here. Just, yeah, no.
By the way, dude, if he had dick slapped me, it would have been a whole different fight for sure.
Yeah.
I think in the kitchen, right then.
Legitimate punches, I think, would have been thrown.
Are all these kids yours?
We brought all of our boys.
Oh, look at that table. Okay, all right, and who's this dude here?
This dude?
Yeah.
He's your buddy.
Oh, okay.
My uncle is banging their mom.
Oh, he got a good one. He got a good one.
Let me ask you. By the way, when you stood up to clap, were you clapping for your mom or his uncle? You what?
I thought it was funny as fuck.
Yeah, I thought it was funny too. Yeah. I don't know how funny your mom thinks it is, but I'll tell you who thinks it's funny. Your fucking uncle. He's gonna. Dude, you're getting a big Christmas present this year. I do have one more question. Did you guys know each other before the banging?
We went to high school together.
You went to high school together. So how long has your uncle known your mom?
Since high school.
Fuck yeah. Well, I don't remember what I was talking about. When you get older, you don't want to do anything to mess up. You're already having sex less. You're going to hate this story.
Let it rip.
I remember we were having sex, and I was like, hey, get on top. She was like, you think I'm beautiful up here? I'm like, no, I'm fucking winded. Do some work. This is a two-man game. Get your fucking heart rate up. I'm about to die. Are you kidding me right now?
How long you been tatted up, bro?
About a year.
About a year. And what do you got on there? What tats you got?
I got some leaves. Got some butterflies.
Some leaves and butterflies? Not exactly pussy magnets on those tattoos, dude. Well, the generation now getting tattoos so different. I got fucking fire devil. That's when we were going up. I'm gonna get a demon on my back. I got a leaf and a butterfly. These are my support tattoos. They make me feel better. Fly, butterfly, fly, fly. When he came home with a butterfly, were you like, okay? He paid for the butterfly? That made you feel worse, didn't it? You're like, damn it. Why the butterfly? Butterfly shit? Yeah, dude. That didn't sound as tough as you wanted it to sound, for sure.
Zach, what happened to it?
Oh, the zit on his back?
Yes.
Oh my God! Did you see that?
Okay, here's a little backstory.
No pun intended.
Yeah. He came back from New Zealand and he said, "Hey, I've developed this thing," and I was like, "Huh?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's on my back." I go, Show me, what are you talking about? And he looks at his shirt, and there is a ping pong sized ball thing on his back, and it's like a boil, and I was like, oh, no.
By the way, which is close to the noise the doctor made when she walked in the room and saw it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's not good.
Yeah. I posted about it on TikTok, because I was like, who wants to watch me pop it? And everyone wanted to watch, but then some other people who we saw in person were like, you're going to get an infection. Why not go to a doctor? And I was like, it's so much less fun that way. Like,
yeah, but this one, you know, ones that hit the mirror? This one was going through it. It was
was some pressure built up in this.
Yeah, I was like, you better have face protection, dude, if you're popping this thing.
Dude, I bought two packs of 100 gloves and planned on putting on 50 of them at once.
You know when you have something on your body that you can feel your heart beat in? That's when you're like, that's alive. That thing's alive.
So we were in Minnesota at the Mall of America, and in the Mall of America, they have an urgent care. So we went to a mall doctor to get it.
Not the most confident trip to the doctor I've ever had. Especially when she walked in and she was like, oh no.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're at the wrong doctor for sure. Next to the Orange Julius? Like, are you kidding me?
And so I'm glad I didn't pop it because she had to literally take a box cutter and cut it open. Yeah, and she wouldn't let me film it. I was really mad about that. Yeah, that's what you're waiting for. You want to see the gross part, you sick freak.
We do have pictures.
I do have pictures. After she started, you know, she said she called it a release, and I was like, that's okay.
She kept using that word.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm watching it release. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Am I that old? It's happening where I'm not knowing it's even happening?
And so,
I'm just releasing now? Holy shit.
When she, you know, finished releasing it, I took a picture of it, and it looked like a deflated basketball. Like, there was a legit, like, dent in it. It was not... How is it? You had antibiotics and, like, a Band-Aid on for 2 weeks. What's it look like now?
It looks like regular skin.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, honestly, guys,
Yeah, that whole backcourt.
Did you really want to see it?
I think we have a picture on the phone if you want to wait the meet and greet.
I have a ton of photos. Are you kidding me?
If you want to wait in the meet and greet, you can. Yeah, absolutely.
I took a ton of photos.
Look, man, I got to tell you guys, I like weird shit. So if I can provide it to somebody else, I'm kind of. Who am I to say no if she wants to look?
What's your name, dude?
Trent. Oh.
How old are you?
22.
22.
What do you do with yourself, dude?
Rock and roll.
That's Gen Z for I don't work.
Rock and roll! Yeah, I don't have a job. I live in the basement of my mom's house.
Wow, all right, dude. No, but so you right here. Are you living that rock and roll lifestyle?
Not really. I just deliver pizza.
You deliver pizza, yeah.
But dude, you should walk up to that door like rock and roll! Did you come here with their parents tonight? Oh, okay, we'll get that's your mom?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't sound so excited about that, by the way. Yeah, that's the only one I got, I guess. I fucking brought her with me, goddammit. Whose idea was it to come tonight? Your mom's, okay. And was it willing participant, or were you dragged here, or how did it go?
No, somewhat against my will, somewhat consent.
That sounds like my sex life. I asked my wife. Yeah, yes, you're paying the bills. All right. And so which part was against the will? The part that you don't know who the fuck I am, or?
I'm like, who are you?
Okay. It's late.
Yeah, that's
how old are you? Your generation are pussies. Holy shit. Fucking bunch of pussies. God damn. My son's the same thing. He's like, I'm tired. I'm like, you're 27. You're not allowed to be fucking tired. Are you kidding? Look at your mom. She's pounding. She's got two drinks finished already. Look at you. You're drinking a Celsius. You're like, I gotta stay up.
My man right here. Go ahead. Yeah.
I saw this the other day. Jake, how's your weak butthole?
How's my weak butthole? First of all, out of context from the darkness, that sounds weird.
He had a doctor tell him once because he was like, you know, sometimes it feels like I get a cramp, you know. And the doctor was like, you have a weak butthole. And he was like, what?
Yo,
how do you know I have a weak butthole without putting, you know?
Whoa, relax.
Testing the grip. Fuck you on that weak butthole. You brave enough? Get a finger out, bro. Let's test the grip.
Relax over there. The doctor was like a 5'3 Chinese man named Dr. Kang. He was like 75, and he was
I would freak him out if I was like, you ready, Dr. Kang? Come test the grip. Let's go, bro.
That is...
It's gonna be a fucking Stallone movie called Test the Grip.
That's gross. That is gross.
Oh, yeah, come on, test the grip.
What was your first time getting high like?
First time getting high?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember the first time I smoked weed, but I do remember the first time I smoked good weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is so different. I think I was just smoking weed before. And then when they started naming it like Alaskan Thunderfuck, I was like, this is what I'm talking about. I wish they just stopped it with the weird names for the weed, and they just named the weed after what it was going to do to you. You know what weed I like? Hungry for an Hour. I love that weed, dude. I love Hungry for an Hour. You know what weed I don't like? Gets up three times to check to see if the oven's on. I don't like that weed. Just tell me what the fuck's gonna happen to me.
I like how you stood up like it was a town hall meeting. That's very nice of you.
Have you done a shoey?
No. Do you want me to do one? Okay. So you know what a shoey is, right?
No.
I do, that's why I didn't answer the question. A shoey is you're gonna take the shoe off that you're wearing, you're gonna pour a beer into it, and you're gonna chug it.
Wait. Then what do I do with that fucking shoe?
You put your foot back in it. That's what you do.
I'll tell you what. I will do a shoey right at the end of the show, all right?
I was not volunteering for that. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm so glad these aren't the shoes that I wore to the fucking kangaroo place today.
And pour it in and then drink it out?
I really wish I had worn clean socks.
Josh Wolf, Ashui, and Brizzy, you guys ready? Good night! We'll see you guys later! Thank you, Brisbane. We'll see you guys outside for the meet and greet. Get home safe.